Welcome to Crossing the Goal, where we tackle the tough issues most men think about but seldom talk about. What's blocking us from being the men we're made to be? Courage is our topic here on Crossing the Goal. As we kick off our show on courage, let's meet the Crossing the Goal team. Peter Herbeck is Vice President of Renewal Ministries. He's an author, speaker, and directs international mission teams in more than 25 countries. Peter's been married 22 years and is the father of four. Curtis Martin is President and founder of FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. He is the author of Boys to Men. He's been married 18 years and is the father of eight. And our coach, Danny Abramowitz, is a former NFL All-Pro wide receiver and NFL coach. Danny is a well-known speaker and author of The Spiritual Workout of a Former Saint. He's the husband of 42 years, a father of three, and the grandfather of four. Gentlemen, Curtis, why don't you start us off?
Sure. Brian, the task at hand is for us to recognize the challenge. And the challenge is that the world is radically broken. If we look around in our culture, we see abortion, pornography, divorce, all sorts of problems ripping us apart. And we need to be courageous. We need to recognize that something more is asked of us. We as men need to step up. But the challenge is this. The problem doesn't just exist outside of us. It actually exists inside of us as well. We, too, have been broken and wounded. So how can we fix this? It's going to take courage.
Well, I think that's one of the big problems. Guys are fearful to look inside themselves, to challenge themselves. What's happening inside of me? You know, and if you ask guys, say, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. When in reality, their life is in shambles. They're in financial difficulty. Their marriage is in trouble or something like that. For some reason, we have a hard time as men to share those kind of things.
There's a degree of discovery that needs to be made. The discovery for each guy to be able to come to see that deep within his own heart, there aren't just fears and things we want to avoid, but deep inside us, there's a desire to be great. There's a desire to do something great with our lives. There's a desire to rise up and do something about the very things that you're talking about. But we don't often see within us that the depth of that call. It's really a call within us. It's a call from God. We're made to be great, to respond to these kind of challenges.
So how do we find that call within? How do we see that greatness to bring it out of us?
I would say there's two steps. First of all, we need to see the crisis going on outside of us. There is something out there, and it's ugly. And it needs to be repaired, it needs to be fixed, sometimes even attacked. And we need to get off our rear ends and go to work. The second part is to realize we were made for a purpose, and our purpose is to become great. That's why God made us.
Yeah, and guys, you know, it hurts. It's not easy, it's not an easy thing to step out like that and to admit to yourself that I need to do something, I need to change something or something going on in my life. I need some help.
You know, our whole culture is also geared to keep me distracted from making that look, to looking inside. Yeah. It can numb me with just, and medicate me watching television 24/7 to be distracted. It's geared toward you and I avoiding taking that tough look inside, but we have to stop to do that. And what ends up happening, when we look inside, we say, that's not the only thing that's in there. Something deeper is in there. It's actually the voice of God in me saying, hey, you're made for greatness. Come with me. Don't be afraid. Let's go.
And it's hard because we want to be great, but we also want to be comfortable.
Right.
And you can't be great and comfortable. You're going to have to get outside of the comfort zone and push yourself. And when I look at myself, I'll sometimes say, I know I'm made for more, but it's just, I'm already so busy, I'm so tired already, and I'm really afraid to push my comfort zone.
You know, Curtis, what you said there, a lot of people say, the world out there says, you can't do it. And you buy into that. You're told so many times, you can't do that, you can't accomplish that. Why are you going to step out and do that? You're going to get involved with that? Why are you going to do that?
Yeah. You know, once again, making that move interiorly, which is, you know, as a guy, it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. You know, it's like a foreign land we don't hardly ever want to go to. But within us, there really truly is a voice within us that wants to tell us who we are. It's the voice of God to awaken something within us to be able to aspire to greatness and to respond. And that's where it begins. It begins with that interior conversation and willingness to hear the voice of God that gives us the sense of hope and confidence that we're going to be able to respond to the challenges that we face.
Yeah, we'd rather sit on the couch, watch the game, than to take that look inside. It takes real courage to do that, doesn't it?
I think it does, but you have to be quiet, and the strength comes when you're quiet and you know you want to do something. But one says no, the other one says yeah, that little guy on your shoulder, which way are you going to go? And it takes some courage to say, you know, I am. I'm going to step out. I'm going to do it.
And as Peter said, we're so busy and distracted by the noise in our life, the iPods, the television, the telephone. We get in our car, we're pumping music at ourselves. To be able to have some moment of silence, as you said, Danny, to be able to just sit and realize God is alive and He wants to speak to us. He wants to call us into battle because the world's at war, and we're looking for men of virtue, men of character.
Well, Coach, Peter and Curtis are going to go down and do a review of the game plan right after this quick timeout.
If you want to make a difference in the world, you know, if you want to make a difference substantially, a lot of it really starts with individuals. And Focus has a great model.
It's following in the footsteps of our Lord. You know, He, for 3 years, stepped into the lives of 12 men, very specifically.
The college campus is the real battlefield. Young people are being forced to make decisions right there that are going to change the rest of their lives.
What the church needs is young men and women willing to stand for the truth